Buster Brown, my big mutt from the dog pound, is now 10 years old. Perhaps because he's a senior citizen, it took him a full week to learn how to operate the dog door I had installed last winter. He was used to going to the back door and barking to be let in or out. Once the dog door was there, I held it open, showing him the great outdoors, and encouraged him to go through it. I had to repeat this maneuver many times, patiently making happy noises when he ultimately would hop through the small door. I thought back to that week-long effort when I was reading Sean Senecal's book, Dogs Can Sign Too. Senecal believes dogs can do much more than operate a simple dog door. Using signs a person can make, coupled with ones a dog can make, the idea is that people and their dogs can communicate with one another in a much richer way than we are used to with basic commands like come or sit. But even with a young and willing dog, one teamed with a dedicated teacher, Senecal warns it takes a long time for a dog to learn signs he or she can make to communicate with a person. But, of course, it's also true it takes humans years to learn language. Although nothing about teaching animals a full language is uncontroversial, many people have thought that primates can learn sign language. Coco the gorilla and Washo the chimpanzee are well-known animals that mastered at least the basics of a sign-based language, but I hadn't thought about a similar language for canines until I read Senecal's book. Senecal's system is taught to interested people and their dogs at the Animal Sign Center in California. Skeptics can joke that only in California would there be such an institution. But Senecal takes the approach that she will presume our canine friends can learn language until it's proven that they can't. And it seems to me pretty clear that whether or not dogs can be taught a true language, any signs they can give us of their thinking is useful and quite fun. Because dogs stand on their 4 feet, not having anything like hands available to make signs, Senecal signs have to differ quite a bit from American Sign Language. Canine signs are relatively few and simple. Foods are indicated by movement of the front left leg. Animals are indicated by moving the rear left leg. Toys and other smaller movable objects are denoted by moving the right front leg. Large, inanimate objects are represented by movements of the hind right leg. Teaching dogs to use the signs is an art Senecal tries to explain in her book. Maybe, if I read it aloud to Buster Brown, we could get started learning how to communicate better, and about a much wider range of topics than the dog door.